All right. Well, I want us to get started right now. Did you guys have a Merry Christmas, by the way? Did you have a great Christmas? Some of you got all those new babies. My goodness, Alicia and Sandra got babies now, and your grandparents. And man, Art and Lynn's getting old. They've still got babies coming. I think they're great. Man, and I'm old, and I'm just getting started with grandchildren. And so we're pretty excited. And Art and, I mean, Dee and Roman got to have their little grandbabies this year. Two of them. And it's just so exciting. But we had a great time and a great Christmas. I want you to think about the gifts that you received. I know you received some. Everybody in here probably at least received one. You may not have received a whole bunch, and others just were showered with gifts. But whatever it was, I just want to say, I know you gave something to somebody, but you also received. It's the giving and the receiving thing. But think about this for a minute. What if you gave your friend a gift that just was priceless to you? I mean, it cost you everything. And it was valuable. It was the most valuable gift. It was priceless. Cost you a lot. And you put all that you had into that gift, whether you paid for it or you made it or you bought it. And that person put that gift up on a shelf, and they never did unwrap it. They didn't open it. They didn't say thank you. It just didn't look like it meant anything to them. How would you feel about that? Oh, no, it would break your heart. I mean, some people may even get mad about it. But it would be a little embarrassing because it was just so full of value, and it hurt your feelings. I mean, you were hurt. You're disappointed in your friend or your loved one. You thought, man, they're going to love this. They're going to love it. They've never had anything like this. This is going to make up for everything they've never had. And look at this. And they never even unwrapped it. How would that make you feel? And it makes me feel so bad, and I know it does you too, to think of the millions of people in the world that celebrated Christmas. Well, let's just talk about the U.S. that celebrated Christmas in our nation. Other nations may not be celebrating Christ at Christmas, but we do, and we celebrate Christmas. And to think of the people that had the big parties and the big trees and gave gifts and received gifts and never once thought about the ultimate gift that Christ, or Jesus, was given to us by the Father. Our Father said, unto you a child is given. Unto you, excuse me, a child is born and a son is given. I gave you this. Paul called him the unspeakable gift. He said, I don't even know how to talk about this gift that the Father has given us, this priceless gift. Now, when you think about it, Kathy, I want you to put up 2 Corinthians 9:15. Just put it up. I know most of you have that memorized in your heart. But if you gave that person that priceless gift and they set it over here and they never opened it, then you know what? If they didn't unwrap this and get what was in it, then to them, it's going to be worthless. Man, it means the world to you. You knew how special it was. But it's just worthless to them. It didn't mean anything because they didn't unwrap it. They didn't open it. They didn't unwrap it. They didn't see it. So what does it mean to them? Nothing. It's just worthless. And so that would make then this unspeakable gift, look at it, thanks be to God, Paul said, thanks be to God for this unspeakable gift. Kathy, could you roll that up just one verse to 14? I want you to see where it talks about the exceeding grace that is in us. Look at this. And by their prayer for you who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. He is giving us exceeding grace. And then go on down to the next verse again. Thanks be to God, Paul said, for his indescribable gift. Jesus was the gift to us, and I'll tell you this, folks, every other gift is in him. It doesn't matter if we need the gift or we always need the gift of discernment. It's in Jesus. If we need the gift of healing, it's in Jesus. We need the gift of the word of wisdom, it's in him. We need the gift of the word of knowledge, it's in him. All of the gifts are in him. And if we do not open that gift and unwrap it, then it's all just going to stay put, and it's not really going to make any difference to us. Now, it matters to us because you are here today. But many people are just plain tired, and I want to tell you, I was so whipped yesterday, I could hardly walk. But you know what? We're here. We celebrated him. Do you think we'll celebrate at home and not celebrate with him? Celebrate here? It's not going to happen. And so everything we need is in him. But so many have, the gift is available. Paul said, thanks be to God for this unspeakable gift that he gave to us with Jesus when he was born, and then he died for us, and then he went away, and he's coming back. Now let me tell you this. Since we're not on Facebook, I'll share this with you. We may be going up back on, though, after the first year. We'll see. Now, I got a call a couple of weeks ago about my nephew. Had seen him in a long time, but he was hurting. Now, listen to this. His dog died. His big old pit bull that he had loved. That dog was just like a brother to him. Loved that dog. Well, the dog died, and my nephew, I guess, he has a snowplow company or has his own whatever he does, and he scrapes the snow off the road up north where he lives. And that dog would go with him. So the dog was everything. Well, the dog died. And his wife says she came home from work and found him laying in the floor, out of it. He hadn't been breathing for a long time. Oxygen hadn't gotten to his brain. And so they didn't know if he was going to have brain damage. He's been on a ventilator. So we started praying. His mother called me, and we were praying. And the doctor said, that son of yours had a broken heart. For 3 days, his wife said he cried and cried and cried some more and cried and cried and cried because his dog died. 3 days and three nights he spent crying over that dog. This man's probably 50, I would say. 50, 55. He was raised in church as a little boy, so he knows about this indescribable gift. He knows him. He knows about him. At one point in his life, he got off in drugs, but he came back and he joined a Christian motorcycle club or gang or whatever you call them. But they were Christians, and he rode, and he began to preach. And I mean, he loved God, and he could preach. But he got kind of, you know, mixing that faith with the world. And it just was a bad mix, and pretty soon he's out again. So he's got a broken heart. He doesn't know what to do. His wife's at work, and he just can't take it. And he knows about the gift. Remember that. He knows about this gift. And yet he called his friend, and guess what the friend brought him? Not the unspeakable gift. He brought him cocaine. And the boy took the cocaine. He took it twice. His gift was from his friend, and it was to help him deal with what he was going through. And the cocaine almost killed him. The doctor said it looked like he had taken it twice. And he's a very blessed boy that he woke up, and he's off of the ventilator. And they were going to send him home, but they said, no, he really can't walk yet, and he's not talking right yet, so he's in rehab. But folks, I'm going to tell you something. The devil will offer you his gifts, and they are just not worth it. This man almost lost his life. He would have wound up in a burning hell. And he knew better. He had this unspeakable gift, and he could have just gotten the box. He could have just unwrapped it, but it just sat there. His Christmas gift from God, but it just sat there, and he wouldn't open it up. He wouldn't unwrap it. He wouldn't open the top. He was leaning on a gift from somebody else. And he was hurting, but I wonder how many people, even sitting right here today, man, you feel like you're in a mess in your head or in a mess in your heart. And you just wish someone would come along and help you. Well, listen, he already did. He already came to help us. You've got the gift, but we can't leave it there. It was worthless to my nephew. I hate to say that, Jesus, but your beautiful gift, Father, it was just useless to him. Totally worthless. Because he didn't use it. If he had just gotten that box and opened it and wrapped it, he could have had forgiveness for all of his sins. For all of them. For his broken heart. If he had just opened that, unwrapped that box, that unspeakable gift, he wouldn't have been able to explain the peace that came over that brokenness, over his heart. He wouldn't have found himself, or the ambulance found him laying on the floor. We don't know. We may have brain damage. Well, he's got another chance. I'm praying he'll get up and preach. We'll see what he does. We'll see how much he appreciates what God has done. Because he knows God did it. See, now he's giving God praise because he knows God lifted him up. But I'm going to tell you, in the worst time of our lives, when Rick and Jamie went to be with the Lord, had I not had that unspeakable gift, I would have never known what that peace covering was like. To have the Prince of Peace be my husband until then, until now, and forever. And my peace that passes understanding, it all came in one package, and that was that gift, that unspeakable gift, Brother Danny. Danny, you're here today, and I'm glad you're here to hear this. The forgiveness is there. The peace is there, and the healing for a broken heart, whether it's your dog that died or your son. Or your husband or your wife. It just doesn't matter what your hurt is. Or your hurt on the job. Man, you just don't even know how to handle that silly thing. And that crazy employer. What do you do? Baby, you got the gift. It's unspeakable. It'll show you what to do. It may even pick you up, Gabby, and move you from that place over here to this place and get double. But if you don't unwrap the box, you don't unwrap the unspeakable gift, then you'll just wound up getting fired or just having fights all the time with people around there. And it's just not worth it, church. Not even to mention we get a mansion in heaven. Not to even mention we've got a place saved from you just for me in heaven. Just for you, man, you got a place waiting on you. I mean a place. When I say a place, whoo, earth doesn't have a word to describe that. One time, Ronnie Henson, who wrote Lighthouse and many other great gospel songs, Ronnie says, you know, in that deep bass voice, I heard him in a concert one night, he said, well, the Bible says there should be a place for people. There should be a place for people just like me. Said an old sinner boy said that to me the other day. There ought to be a place for people like you. He said, oh, there is. Don't worry. God has prepared a place just for me. We got a place. We get to have that place. We get to have that. Imagine. Old Dottie Rambo wrote a song once, said, oh, God, build my mansion next door to Jesus. Well, I don't care if my mansion's next door to Jesus. I mean, he lives in me now. I just want a mansion there. I don't care. I just want to be there. in that box, in that unspeakable gift, is eternal life. We live forever. I said at Brother Chris's little grandbaby service the other day. It was only 4 months old, still in Mama's womb, when it passed. But I'll tell you, eternal life doesn't start when you die and you pass away. Eternal life starts when you receive Jesus as Lord. And for a little baby, they're so perfect. I mean, they live in eternal life until they come to the age of accountability. So see, you're already there. You're already living in eternal life. You don't have to wait until you die. We're already there. Oh, God. You know what the name of Jesus actually means is God saves? And all the guilt and all the shame, probably I would say that my nephew dealt with the guilt and the shame because he knew better. He just didn't want to go to God. And maybe you've got guilt for something you did and shame. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't open that gift up all the way and call on everything he has for you, that guilt and shame will eat you up. It'll make things miserable for you and everybody around you. But in that box, I shouldn't say box, in the gift, that unspeakable gift is forgiveness and cleansing and washing and peace to get rid of all the guilt, all the shame, all the stuff that does so easily upset us. Paul said beset us, but I said the things that upset us because they do upset us. Oh, just to think of the worry and anxiety. Folks, we don't have to live in that. I know we're in a day of darkness and we're in difficult times and everything is so uncertain, but it's not for us. And that's uncertain because we live down here. But we know where we're headed. We know about that unspeakable gift. But if we don't use it, we don't open it, and we don't call on the entirety of it, then we're going to be worried, full of anxiety, and everything we need is in him. Everything. Every single thing. Depression, any kind of depression that's following you, nipping at your heels, or oppression. You say, I don't think I'm depressed. I might be a little oppressed. I'm just telling you, the devil's always following you around, trying to thump you on the head and take you down a notch. Always. Everything that we have need of is in that unspeakable gift to bring you out of that depression. And that you, instead of focusing on that one thing that depresses you, you'll get off that track and on another track. And then you'll begin to wonder, how did I get on that track? And now you couldn't go back if you had to, because you're already on another track going somewhere else. Why? Because of Jesus. Because of what he did. But you've got to receive it, church. And the confusion, I'm going to tell you, all this stuff that you and I are hearing on the news and the media and Facebook and social media, all the silly communism, socialism, Marxism stuff that's going on and going crazy, man, it'll get confusing after a while. I mean, you're the greatest of Christians. There's confusion that comes. Why? Because there's a real devil. If there wasn't a real devil, we'd never get confused. But because there is one, then he comes to confuse. But there's also a real God. There's a real Holy Ghost. There's a real presence. There's a real angel that hovers over us. Oh, just like the angel told Mary, Mary, the Holy Ghost has put this seed in you. The Holy Spirit did this, and you are overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. And I hear him saying, folks, you and I, the church of the living God, we are overshadowed by the power of the Holy Ghost that is in us. Hallelujah. And we have exceeding grace. Grace. You say, oh God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do about that? Here's what you do about it. Something that's just really facing you, you don't know what to do. You say, Lord, give me grace to do this. That's what you say, Gina. Lord, give me grace to do this. And you know what? He gives you grace. And you're wondering, what? How did I do that? Wanda, you're in a funny place right now. Your grown son passed. No mama should see her son pass when you're 90-something years old. Been going through cancer treatments. You say, Wanda, how you doing? Well, Pastor, I just don't know right now. Oh, Wanda, you've known Jesus all these years. That unspeakable gift lives in you. And honey, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. You could get up here and tell me a few things, I'm telling you. I'd like to just sit at your feet. But I'll tell you this, Wanda. When you don't want to go over there and face this or do that, you just say, Lord, give me grace. Just give me grace to do this. Have you ever said that to him before? Lord, just give me grace. I can get through this. Chris, you can get through it. Just give me grace. And sometimes you look at the situation and you point your hand and you just say, grace, grace. You just put grace on the thing. Put grace on the person. Grace. Just stretch your hand out there, Niles, and say grace on the situation. Bless it with grace. Grace causes you to be able to do what you couldn't do before. Hallelujah. I'm going to quit. Have you ever felt just plain old empty? That's a terrible thing to feel, isn't it? Woo, we've all felt empty. It's a bad place to be. But see, this unspeakable gift, he'll fill you up. He fills you up with his love. He fills you up with hope. He fills you up. You know what? It's good to have a place to go, isn't it? It's good to have purpose. He'll even put a live, living purpose on the inside because of his grace. He said grace upon grace. I'll give you grace upon grace. That's why you say, Lord, give me grace. And then you point your hand and say, grace, grace. That's why. But that's only if you put your full trust in him, folks. We got to put our full trust in him because I'm going to tell you this right now. He's not going to come and break the door down to your heart to get in. He's a gentleman. He's not going to bust the door down. He said to us, Book of Revelation, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will open the door and let me come in, I will come in and sup with him. That means I'll just come in and sit down and have dinner with you. I'll sit down and eat with you. I'll commune with you. I'll have fellowship with you. But you got to invite him in. He said, I'll knock. You just open the door and let me come. So it doesn't matter. Tell your friends. It doesn't matter whether you're a Catholic or Protestant Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, or any of the other Jehovah's Witness. It doesn't matter if you've ever known the Lord. It doesn't matter even if you're a Mormon. Linda, you've got Mormon kids now. But it doesn't matter because that unspeakable gift is for them too. They can have the unspeakable gift. And it will do everything for them that it does for us. Amen? It'll do everything. Now, let me read this in closing. Look at Romans 5:6. You say, oh, no, you're just reading your Bible or you're just getting started. No. I'm closing. You backslidden sister. Just kidding. Kind of. Okay, it doesn't matter whether you ever knew God. I mean, even an atheist. This unspeakable gift will even work for an atheist. Jesus said, I will be found. Isaiah said this when God spoke to him. He said, God will be found by those that aren't even seeking him. That means I'll help you. Why? Because of what Jesus did. All right, look at this. He came to make, so we could have a relationship. Look at this, 5:6. Romans 5:6. Oh, look how heavy this is, you guys. For when we were still without strength. Has anyone ever been without strength? While we were still without strength in due time, just at the right time, due time, Christ died for the ungodly who didn't know a thing and didn't want to know anything. For scarcely a righteous man will one die. Yet, perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, that's the only way, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Saved from wrath. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. He said, you've been saved from wrath, and I have blessed you. And if you were justified by his blood, you've been saved from wrath. And if you've been reconciled to God through the death of his son, how much more are you reconciled to God through him? We were reconciled to him and brought together with him when we weren't even saved. He said, Christ died for us while we were sinners. So I'm telling you right now, folks, there isn't anything we can do to change what's behind us. Last year is last year. 20 years ago is 20 years ago. 40 years ago is 40 years ago. I don't care what you did when you was a boy. God is not talking to you about what you did when you were raising your children. He's not talking to you about what you did yesterday. Jesus died, and God allowed him to die to give us his unspeakable gift. That we could unwrap. The name of this message is Unwrap Your Gift. We've unwrapped him. We've received him as Lord. You say, why are you talking to us like that? Well, I'm talking to anyone in the house that may not have unwrapped your gift. But I'm just saying we've got to get the whole benefit of what's there. Every single thing that we have need of is there in the gift. He didn't leave one thing out, Kathy. Not one. No, not one. Man, we got all the peace we need. We have everything. So open the gift he gave us and let's use it. He's faithful to us, church. Let's be faithful to him. Oh, the church today has been like an unfaithful husband or an unfaithful wife. But we got to be faithful to the one that's faithful to us. Why? Don't sell yourself short. I don't want what happened to my nephew to happen to anybody else, especially under the sound of my voice. Not in this house. Because I tell you the best that I can. And you come and you're faithful. But we are going to close the door on this 2021 and 2020. Seems like they were only 1 year, right? 2020 and 2021, 1 year. But we're going to close the door on it by receiving, listen, the fullness of this unspeakable gift. Would you stand with me right now? We want to receive all of the benefits, and listen, that would include his blood for our cleansing, our healing in every area of life, our mental condition, our emotions, our finances, our physical being, everything that we are, every hope to be. The blood of Jesus for our justification, our sanctification, our forgiveness of sins. It's all there. It's all in the unspeakable gift. Hallelujah. Well, would you pick up the bread and let it represent the body of the Lord Jesus Christ? It tells us in the book of Hebrews to examine ourselves to see whether or not we are in the faith. That's what he was saying. I just want to know that you're in the faith. You got to know that you're in the faith. Now, what I've told you this morning requires faith because we can't see things in the spirit. We can't see Jesus living inside us. One of my prayers for years has been, Lord Jesus, make me God inside-minded. Reveal to me. Give me the revelation of you living in me. We don't all have that, and I know that. And And that comes by revelation. But we receive it by faith that he is there. Come on, lift up. Oh, look at this little wafer you hold in your hand. It's a symbol of that unspeakable gift. The one that we can't explain, the Prince of Peace. The one that forgave us of our sins and justified us and sanctified us. The one that's made us righteous. Hallelujah. Lift it up and just tell him you receive your healing. Just tell him I want all of you, Jesus. I don't know how you want to pray, but just lift it up and you have this. Lord Jesus, I don't know what else to say this morning except close the door behind us. Close the door on the years behind us in 2020 and 2021, and not only that, but everything in the past. Lord, the people that are here today may be dealing with guilt and shame or still dealing with that when they don't have to. Still dealing with sickness, Lord, when you died to make us free. Lord, the one that's confused, the one that's hurting, the one that doesn't understand. Well, we don't, but you said don't lean on your understanding. You lean on me. You trust me. So, Lord, all I'm going to say right now is we eat of your body in your name today before all of heaven. Please join us, Holy Spirit. May the angels attend this meeting as we receive the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Receive. Hallelujah. Could you just thank him? Could you just thank him for your healing? Thank him for everything that's in that gift that the Father gave us. Father, thank you for giving him to us. I thank you for all the things that are in him, but I thank you that you gave him to us. Thank you. Jesus was getting ready to go to the cross, and yet that's what the Last Supper is called. It was that last dinner he had with the disciples. And as he was sitting there, he said, look, I don't ever want you guys to forget me. And I want you to pass this down through the centuries of time. Tell people to do it. And as often as they do it, tell them to remember me. And then he said, this is my blood. Drink my blood. He said, if you don't drink my blood and eat my body, you don't have a life. And that's that indescribable gift. Lord, we don't drink today to be forgiven. We drink because we are forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. Let's receive together. Worship him as Chris and the group sing. Please, we'll sing a chorus and we'll be dismissed. Let's worship him together, would you? Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. Shotulababosata. Tell us where that place is. Now that's where we get changed, church, right there in his presence. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, lift your hands and just give him one more praise. Would you commit to him that if you don't have a secret place at home, you're going to get it? that today you will keep that on your mind. And by in the morning, you will have a secret place to be with Jesus. Make sure you have that place, because you'll receive everything in that unspeakable gift that belongs to you. I don't want to be cut short on one thing that he has for me. Amen. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. What a beautiful season we have been in. Lord Jesus, we have celebrated you. We have loved you. You are the light of the world. John said your light is the light of the world. He said, I'm not the light, but he is. And then you said we would be the light of the world. Isaiah said, when it's dark all over the world and gross darkness is on the people, oh, that your light would be seen upon us. Your glory would be seen. So, Lord, we receive your light. Oh, Lord, the world was lit up. Our church is lit up in lights to honor you. For you are the light of the world, and so are we. We come into agreement with you as one. In Jesus' name. Amen. Woo, amen, church. Amen. God bless you all. So good to have you all at Landmark today. I'll see you Wednesday night, okay? 6:30, come here and pray with me. Let's pray it out and bring in a new year. Amen.